So as I was getting ready for the sermon, there was a lot of, quite angst, but just of how to tell the story of Joseph, this decision that he faced. And it brought to mind these different decisions or opportunities that I have faced, and probably every one of us has faced, because there's moments in our lives that there's a decision that we make that potentially changes the trajectory of where we're going. And I thought about all the different life-changing moments, those that pivoted me to one direction or another and changed the course of where I had foreseen my life going. And I was thinking about the steps, the different steps, how I know at first I was not receptive to this at all. The different moments that were like, oh, you're going this way. And like, do I really have to? And then having the Spirit continually work on my life and saying, yes, this will be a good thing. It will be painful at first, but it'll be a good thing in the long run. So I thought of all the different steps that we've probably individually have taken and as a community we have taken. And many of us can say, yes, we have had those life-changing decisions that we've made, these opportunities that have been presented to us. And possibly many of us are once again at that crux, that intersection of where life is changing again, and we're once again faced with that moment. And today with Joseph, as we read this story and we talk about Mary and her acceptance to be found by the Holy Spirit to be bearing a child, and Joseph, this man that is, he's happy, he's engaged, he's celebrating that, and then he finds out that his bride-to-be is pregnant. And just the, that roller coaster of emotions that he's had to been on, that he wants to do right by her. He wants to do right and not to expose her to public disgrace, but to just let her go back and not face the shame that is going to be placed upon her once the community finds out that she's pregnant out of wedlock. And he has this dream. This angel comes to him and tells him what needs to be the next steps for him. He tells him what a gift this will be for him, for his wife, for the world to be. That the son that is to be born is Emmanuel, the God with us. And I can only imagine what a moment of wrestling he had to do. Because his decision didn't only affect him, but it affected his parents, his siblings, his entire family. It affected the rest of his life, the rest of Mary's life. It affected the life of this unborn child. And yet, he went and did what God was calling him to do. That he heard what God was telling him to do, and he did it. And to me, that is amazing. That when we are presented with different ideas or different life-changing events or questions or decisions that we are faced with, we know we can rationalize all the things, the impact that it might be. And it might be very scary for us, because it might be those moments that our life is going to change. Whether we are switching jobs, we're moving, our independence might be changing, our status is somehow. And yet, we know that God is with us in those moments. And for Joseph, he chose to walk that path that would bring shame, possibly excommunication by some. And by this, I think he helped to lay the path of Christ, because Christ witnessed to those on the outside. He helped reform community, helped restore other people into the community of one another and the community of God. All these great things that took place because he understood what it meant to be on the outside, to be the outcast. And so for us, as we are going through and possibly have gone through these different life-altering decisions and moments that we have faced, and it's not just one. There's multiple times that we come to that path, that place where the next decision leads us to a different place. And it's to know that we are being called by God in those tough moments, that we know that God is walking beside us, that God is listening to our tears, our fears, our frustrations, hears us, and wraps us in his arms and loves on us through those. I read this great quote from Trisha Gates Brown this week that says, "We can face the hard thing because of this. We can do the hard thing because God is with us. Not only now, but always, waiting for us as we await for him." Amen.